Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, it's me, Debbie MG, and welcome to Pure Inspiration. Thanks for joining me. Last week there was no Pure Inspiration, but I'm here, ready and raring to go. I've had a few technical problems, like logging in and getting online, but I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that I'll be able to do the 30-minute blurb. Just putting it out there to inspire, encourage, uplift, empower, all of those buzzwords, you, the listener. So thank you once again for joining me. Like I said, had a few problems, but let's see how it basically goes. So if you have never joined me on Pure Inspiration before, this podcast is like 30 minutes of me going all at it to encourage and inspire you. And where does that come from? It comes from a place of me wanting to just lift people up, wanting to encourage them, wanting to help them to live a more purpose-driven life. I know that our lives can be really hectic and we can have challenges and situations that come into our lives, but I want you, the listeners, to be focused on where you're heading to, not so much where you're coming from or your current situation, but where you're actually heading to. And sometimes the challenges of life takes us, it derails us and takes our focus away from our purpose and why we're really here and what it is that we're meant to be fulfilling. And so I'm really here just to encourage you to refocus and to seek out your purpose and to be encouraged and inspired to live that purpose-driven life. So I know what it's like because I've been there on many occasions and challenges will come, but what I want to encourage you to do is to just keep on pressing through, keep on focusing on what you need to be focusing and not allowing circumstances to knock you from side to side. So today's show, if you've joined me via Facebook or anything like that, you probably see what today's show is about, and it's taking that step of faith. And I wanted to share this with you. It's something similar that I've spoken about before on Pure Inspiration or maybe on my radio show, which is every Thursday on YDN Radio. I like to talk about topics that are impacting and that are going to challenge you, the listener, to focus on what it is that you need to be focused on. So today I'll be speaking about taking that step of faith, because I think that sometimes what happens is that we take that step of faith in certain situations, but we don't do it in many other areas of our lives. And so this is just a reminder. Maybe you've heard, you know, maybe an empowering message which has been talking about taking a step of faith. You might have heard a preacher. You know, you might have read something about taking a step of faith. So this is really a reminder, and I don't think that we can get enough, I don't personally feel, of encouragement and empowering and being inspired to live a good, purpose-driven life. So for those of you who are joining me, I really appreciate it. And what I would like to say is that, you know, share it with your friends, share it with your family, your colleagues. Let them know that they can join me every Tuesday at 8:30, God willing, and providing the internet is actually behaving itself, they can join me also. Or if they're not able to actually join me live, that all of the shows are recorded, that they can go back on, and you, yourself, and listen to the message again by downloading the message from off of my Pure Inspiration podcast page. Now that I've got that all out of the way, I just want to ask you the question. What stops you from taking that step of faith? What is it that really stops you? Because I think for most people, and myself included, what used to stop me from taking that step of faith is the fear of the unknown. Is that the thing that stops you, the fear of the unknown? If I take this step, what is going to be the outcome? How is this going to benefit me? How am I going to get over to the other side? Is this going to be rewarding? Is it going to be beneficial? These are all questions that we normally ask ourselves, but a step of faith is something that we do, and it's you doing it blindly. It's not you doing it typically with a sense of knowing because we take steps of faith every single day, I believe, but we probably wouldn't call it a step of faith. So I know that many of us, me included, I've taken it for granted that I'm going to wake up the next day. And I was actually sharing it with my partner, and I said that, you know, sometimes you take it for granted that you are going to wake up the next day, and you say, I see you tomorrow, or I see you next week. And we don't really question the fact that is you having some level of faith, you know, some level of faith, because you are believing in something that is not seen. You haven't seen tomorrow, and you haven't seen next week, but you have faith that you will. But I believe that when you have faith, it is something that you have to have confidence in. You have to believe that this thing is going to happen. And I'm a scripture person. I'm somebody that reads the word of God and loves the word of God and allow it to be applied to my life, and have found that by me applying the word of God to my life, that my life has been more enriched, and that I have been able to walk with more purpose and more vision. And I like what it says in Hebrew. I do like the King James Version, but I'll read the NIV version, which is the more plainer for people to understand. It says, now, and faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. And the King James Version, I think I like how it says it better. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, like I said, we have faith that we are going to see someone tomorrow or next week. We have faith. It is something that we hope for. It's something that we cannot see, but we actually hope for it. I heard one person basically say that you cannot have faith unless you're having faith in God. And I beg to differ somewhat, because I believe that faith is the very substance of things that you hope for. It's something that you believe in your heart of hearts that will happen, but ultimately it is something that you believe it, but yet still there's attached that kind of fear, or that some kind of uncertainty. Because if there wasn't, if we had complete faith, we would do some of the things that kind of causes us to have that stirring in our stomach where we're unsure and we feel a bit nerved. So I was thinking about this topic, and I was thinking how when you meet somebody for the first time, and you go out to, you know, on your date and so forth, your hope is that goes well, and that the person that you've gone out to dinner with, and hopefully you like, that, you know, something might come off it. And even when we take that step of faith, when I believe it's a step of faith, even when you get married, even though you know this person, you've come to love this person, it still is a step of faith into the unknown. And I'm saying it like this because there are things that we do unconsciously, subconsciously, that we activate faith in certain areas and not really realize that we are acting in faith and believing that this marriage is going to be successful. I don't believe, well, for myself, I guess there are people that probably enter into marriage with no expectations of taking it beyond, you know, 5 years or whatever. I really don't know. I think that's really bizarre. However, I believe that when people get married, that they marry that person for a lifetime, and that this is the person that they see themselves growing old with. I don't know, maybe it's just me, old-fashioned or whatever, I don't know, but that's what I would assume. And that is you having faith and believing that this is going to have the longevity. So do you have faith in certain things and not in others? And if you do, have you ever questioned why that faith is not distributed evenly throughout your life? Because I've questioned that. I've questioned, why do I have faith in these areas but not over here? And when I questioned myself, the reason why I believe that I haven't had faith in other areas is simply because it's completely out of my comfort zone, completely 360. It's like so not me. It's not something I normally do. It's not something I'm used to doing. And so consequently, it's made me feel as though maybe, just maybe, I cannot do this, or just maybe if I go in this direction, I'm not going to end up where I want to get to. So it stopped me from taking that step of faith, because like I said, faith in the King James Version now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So it's something that you have hope in, and it's the evidence of things not seen. So if you don't typically see something, if you don't know if this thing is going to work and going to happen for you, it can be difficult and challenging for you to take that step of faith. I like what it says in the same Hebrews 11. And if you read Hebrews 11, it tells you about all of these people in the Bible that stepped out in faith. And it's encouraging. It's really encouraging. And it shows you that you're not the only one that is challenged. But there's others that came before us that was challenged, and they was able to step out in faith. And there'll be people after us, you know, there'll be people in the midst of us that are being challenged and need to step out in faith. And I know for myself that I'm an encourager, so I will always encourage somebody, try that, because you just don't know. And for some people it is about risk taking. They class faith as taking that risk. And again, yeah, you can consider it as a risk because it's something that you don't know what the outcome is going to be, but you're just hoping and believing and trusting that it's going to have the best outcome, positive outcome. So in Hebrews 11 and verse 7, it says, by faith, Noah, when warned about things not seen, and if you know the story about Noah and the ark and the flood, you'll know that when Noah was actually building the ark, there was no rain. There hadn't been no rain for I don't know how long, but you can read it yourselves. But there was no, in Genesis, there was no rain. And so therefore, when God requested for Noah to build this ark, it seemed so bizarre and it seemed like unnecessary. It was like, why on earth would you be building an ark to protect us from the rain and for us to be saved when there hasn't been no rain? So by faith, Noah, when warned about things not seen, so he didn't see no rain, in holy fear, so he had a good kind of fear, because I know that most of the time fear is attributed to something negative, but this is like a holy fear. So he feared God. He feared that, and the Bible says the beginning of wisdom is to basically fear God, not in that terminology, but that's what it actually means. But he feared God and what God had said, and he believed him and built an ark to save his family. And people don't understand. Sometimes people don't understand when you make decisions. It seems like, why on earth would you be making that decision when nothing around you, your circumstance or your situation doesn't dictate for you to make that decision? You make that decision, and then down the road, people are like, oh, right, okay, I see why you did that. But it's you doing it in faith, and it's you, if it's something that God has told you to do and you sincerely believe it, it's like that holy fear that they speak about here with Noah, where you make that decision to do something, everybody is saying and doing around you, you know that you've heard from God and he's told you to make this step. So have you addressed and looked at areas of your life that you may have heard God tell you that you need to make this step, or you may just internally just feel as though you might need to make this step? It could be you changing a job. It could be, you know, for some of the younger people or some of those that are studying, you know, going to a different university or about to go to a university. It could be you having to cut ties with somebody. It could be you starting a business. It can be so many different things that we are meant to step out and have faith in and believe that the situation and circumstances is going to be different and positive, be a positive and a better thing. I know when it comes to business that sometimes it can be exceptionally challenging, because when you are doing your business plan and doing your forecast and so forth, and if you're going to a bank and putting it to them as a business plan, I know that that can be really challenging, and it can be quite nerving and making you feel as though, is this going to work? Even though I have my forecast, even though I've been encouraged to do this, is this going to work? Am I going to be able to pull this off? And you will never know. You will never know if you don't take that step of faith. You will never know. And one of the things that I have started to do more now than ever before is to take that step of faith, is to take that risk. Because if I don't, I will never, ever know. And just the fact that I, in my nature, I'm exceptionally curious, I don't want to be in a place whereby I say I could have made that decision and I didn't. You know, I'm a person that really loves quotes. And when I was thinking about taking a step of faith, I was looking up some quotes, and I've got like a few good ones that I want to read to you in a little while, but I want you to challenge yourself. And sometimes you might need to challenge yourself in the small areas first before taking that big step of faith. But if God is telling you to take that big step of faith, trust him. Trust him and believe that he has got you, and that when you make that step, that you're making it with him upholding you and him guiding you and taking you through. Because without you coming out of your comfort zone and taking that risk or faith, you know, you will never ever know what it would have been like on the other side. And so for me, I have learned to look at the situation and not to overanalyze it and not to try to work out in my mind too much how this situation is going to turn around, especially when it's God who has said to me, do this and I've got you. When it comes to like business and finances and things like that, I'm a lot more stringent when it's me that's making a decision and it isn't God that is directing me in that area. I will be a lot more stringent and I'll be a lot more thoughtful in making that step of faith. So I'm not telling you to make like step of faith or taking risks and doing it like completely blindly and making really silly moves. I'm not telling you to do that. There are things that you have to calculate and you have to work out, you know, how this is going to benefit me. How is it going to make things better for me? And sometimes, I will say this to you, sometimes when you take that step of faith, telling you to take, it doesn't always look rosy to start off with. It really doesn't. Sometimes I've taken steps of faith believing this is going to have such an amazing outcome. But before the amazing outcome, there's been so much challenges that I've had to face. But when God tells me that he's got me, I believe that he has. And there has been times, don't get me wrong, there has been times when I've taken a step of faith in the direction from God himself, and I've done it, and then everything starts to go crazy. Everything starts to go haywire. And I question myself. I question God. I'm like, didn't you tell me to take this step? Didn't you tell me to go in this direction? And then I question myself, Debbie, did you actually hear from God? Was it God that actually told you, or was this just how you was thinking and how you was feeling at the time? And I've done all that questioning, but ultimately I've come out on tops and realized that by me being persistent, and like I said in the beginning, and me being focused and me believing and me trusting in God, that my persistence that I held in there has been the thing that has enabled me to come through. And so that's where I want to encourage you, that sometimes, just sometimes, you take that step of faith and things get chaotic and they look crazy for a while. But I just want to encourage you just to hold on in there by taking the step and believing that things are going to work out in your favor. It's like half of the battle is already won. I believe that you can speak things into existence, that you can do things that you don't think that you can do just because you're believing wholeheartedly that you can do it and you're walking in that direction. So I give you an example. It's my mum's 70th birthday this year, and I've always, from a young child, I've always wanted to take my mum on a Caribbean cruise. And financially, things have not been going particularly too great for me, but this is a desire, this is a passion, this is something I've always wanted to do. And so I took the step of faith and I said, you know what, I'm actually going to start looking about how, where I want to take her, and I'm going to do all of that. See, faith has action. You cannot have faith and don't have no action. You can't say, yeah, I've got faith in this, and not be putting your back into it, putting your effort into it. Faith has to materialize with you taking action. Otherwise, it isn't faith. And I say it to my children, when it comes to them making a big decision, if it's something that you can fix, if it's something you can do, you don't need faith. You don't need to trust in God. You don't need to, you know, be worrying and wondering how you're going to do it. It's when you know that your money's short, or you know that it's something that you're not able to do, and you're putting your trust in God and you're stepping out in faith and you're doing it. You're doing it anyway. My mum always used to say, I love to see a trier. If I see somebody who is trying, I will help them and I will support them. And that's like my earthly mother. So my heavenly father, if he sees me trying and putting my back all in it, I believe that he is going to uphold and he's going to support me through it. So like I said, I actually started doing my research, because you can't say that you're going to have faith in something and don't start looking about how can I do this? How can I work this? So I started doing my research and I found a couple of companies that I thought was great, Royal Caribbean and all of these big ones that have been advertised. And I found the ideal one and I said, right, I want to put a deposit down. But like I said to you, money was short at the time and I waited and I waited. And then one morning a few weeks ago, I woke up and I was just like, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to have faith and I'm going to do it now. And I went and I looked, was researching for months since last year. And originally I was going to put the deposit down in January, but I didn't manage to get around to doing it. And a few weeks ago, I managed to find something that was even better, a much better deal than the one that I originally was going to go for. But this is after research, after research, after research. And it worked out that nearly £1,000 cheaper. And first of all, I questioned it and I second guessed it and I questioned it. I was like, I don't want no fraud company or anything like that. But it turned out to be absolutely wonderful. And so I did that. I stepped out in faith and I still have faith to complete the payment and make sure that this is something that I do for my mum's 70th birthday. So what is it that you are believing in and trusting God to do for you? What is it that you need to do at this junction, this crossroad? What steps do you need to make in order for something to be fulfilled? Because I just want to encourage you, and I've just come on here really just to do that, to encourage you to take that step of faith. Somebody might be listening in, or somebody might have sent you this podcast who knows that you're going through a difficult and challenging time and find it difficult to make a decision. And maybe this is the voice that you need to hear to help you, to encourage you to make that decision. maybe it's a word of confirmation for you that you've been procrastinating and wondering, should I actually do this? Should I actually do this? And this might be the voice that is coming to you to say, go ahead, it's okay, God has got you. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You are not going to see the outcome. You're not going to see the outcome unless you take that step of faith. And I just want to encourage you. I can tell you story after story after story where I've taken steps of faith and it has been upheld. God has honored it. God has blessed it. God has shown me that he is with me because, like my mom would say, I'm a trier, I'm a doer. And I just want to encourage you that you take that step of faith. Whatever area it is, I just want to encourage you. You might be saying, you know what? You might be a guy out there. You might be saying, you know what? I really want this woman to be my wife. And you're like, you know, I need to get her this ring. And I really want her to get the ring that she desires. Take that step of faith. Put that deposit, you know, because you're doing something that is honorable in the sight of God. You're doing something that God will do to bless you. So I just want to encourage you just to go ahead and take that step of faith. Now, I'm going to read a couple of these quotes for you before I'm out of here. This one is, what good is it if you say you have faith but don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or a sister who had no food or clothing, but then you don't give that person any food or clothing. Faith by itself isn't enough unless it produces good deeds. So it's just like what I was saying. If there is no action behind it, then it's almost like you just saying, right, this is what I want to do, but not having no actual action behind it. Faith is action at work. You have to act upon it. This one is, do you want God's best? Then step out of your comfort zone and take that leap of faith again, just like what I was actually saying. I've heard this one being said before, and I actually think this one is quite inspiring all the same. A ship in port is safe, but that's not what ships are built for. So in other words, if you just stay where you are and you don't step out in faith, then it's kind of pointless because you was built to step out in faith. You was created to have faith, to believe, to trust. That's what you was created for. Okay, this is one that I actually really love. And these kind of quotes are quotes that I like to read, because it encourages me and it inspires me to move forward and not to stay at the same place. If you wait for a perfect condition, you will never get anything done. I will say that one again. If you wait for a perfect condition, or if you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done. And that is just typical. It is typical for us to say, let me wait until the situation's right. Let me wait until the weather's right. Let me wait until, and you never get it actually done. This is the final one before I fly off out of here. In the end, we only regret the chances we didn't take. And I know I don't want to live in regret, and I know you don't want to live in regret. I just want to encourage you once again, take that step of faith. So guys, I hope that you've enjoyed this podcast, and please share with who you know it will encourage and inspire. You can catch me this Thursday. I will be on YDN Radio, Your Digital Network, Bromley, and you can find me on social media at Debbie FG, and you can hit me up at pureinspiration@gmail.com if you want to write me a line, if you want me to speak about a particular topic. You know, feel free to drop me a line. I'm here to serve. So guys, hopefully next week we will catch up and have another empowerment session right here on Pure Inspiration. So until then, you guys take care and God bless. Bye for now.